For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm David Darcy. I have to say that I went into The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo with low expectations. The hype was beyond overkill, and it seemed like an exploitation film, profiting on the popularity of an original Swedish author and director who worked hard to come out of nowhere and establish an international identity for a novel from a country of 8 million people whose films we don't see much anymore. And even though I know David Fincher, who made the remake, is a competent director, none of his films has done much for me. I was surprised. This film is shot exquisitely. Daniel Craig is more than good as a journalist who loses his reputation, even though we never see him do anything that journalists do except drink. The real discovery here is Rooney Mara, who is as fearless an actress as the character she plays, and that's fearless. Yes, there is life after The Social Network, especially when it's the same director. There's a cynicism about corporate power here that should hit the zeitgeist in the film's central plot, and that's one out of many plots, in which the journalist Mikael Blomkvist and badass researcher Lisbeth Salander look through a lineage of Nazi sympathizers in a family business empire to see what other crimes they committed. And they find kidnapping, murder, perjury, and fraud. The other side of that journey into a black hole is a flight of technological optimism, as you see a dogged journalist and a cyberpunk track down horrors that were buried for decades. This isn't to say that Girl with a Dragon Tattoo is perfect. The script ties itself into knots as it tries to make all of this linear, and it's way too long. But as thrillers go, and they usually go so badly with very big stars that you wonder who watches them, this is a welcome exception. A philosopher once said that all property is theft. The novelist Stieg Larsson, and I should say the late novelist of this story, is telling us that all property is rape. How David Fincher turns that insight into cinema is the best thing about The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The antisocial ward of the state, Lisbeth Salander, held in check by a fat dog of a lawyer who could play on Jerry Sandusky's all-star team, is forced to perform sex acts to get access to her own money. Her revenge is raunchier than the abuse. Don't be surprised when the audience applauds. There's a parallel syndrome in the wealthy family whom she and Blomkvist investigate. I won't give the whole thing away. Bear in mind that this remake is for Americans and for the entire world, but it's still set in Sweden. Otherwise, they might have been able to fit Wall Street in somewhere in the revenge scenes. But it's Hollywood, so there's always a sequel. For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm David Darcy.